I'd just like to talk a little bit about what were your influences?
They came from different directions. One of the major influences was children's books, books that I'd been given as a child, storybooks with pictures of the countryside and farmyards and farmyard animals. And I think a lot of the artwork in those, talking about the children's books of the 1950s and 60s and before that, from of course there's going a generation or two before that with things like Beatrix Potter and some of the late Victorian children's illustrators like Arthur Rackham and people like that. All of those had a kind of influence on me, particularly Arthur Rackham. But I suppose the biggest single influence on my aesthetic, my take on image making, was a commercial artist and natural history illustrator called Charles Tunnicliffe, which lots of older people will know for his many books on, and many commercial artworks from things like Typhoo Tea, Brook Bond cards, and cigarette packet cards, and Shell and BP adverts, and seed and farm product manufacturers, and millers, catalogues, and all those kind of things. The particular project that he did that most influenced me was a series of four Ladybird books that he did around 1958 to 1960 called What to Look For in Spring, Summer, Autumn, and Winter. And those four books I was given when I was about 11 or 12 for birthdays and Christmas. And they still are a complete source of delight for me now. And in fact, every winter I haul out these books when the nights grow long and you have these long dark evenings. Then every single winter I'll haul out these books and pore over these pictures as a way of recapitulating the pleasures of being in nature and the countryside.